Welcome back to this final carrier update. Talked a little bit earlier about reefer markets to watch, and this market, being around Chicago, of course, is picking up some steam.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Chicago, so let me correct myself. This market has a rejection rate of 22.90%. Chicago is actually around 16, but Juliet is around just below 5%. So within three markets that are within 100 miles of each other, you got quite a bit of difference of rejection rate differences in with the reefer market. And Juliet, I know, is a big warehousing market for dry van. Chicago has it all. And then we see Rockford up here at 22.9%. Now, it peaked out, you know, at almost 30%. And it's been working its way back down. So you can say that the prices in this market are starting to turn back down after the holiday. But my question is it better for me to try to maybe book in Rockford versus maybe Chicago? And I use Chicago, so 16% versus almost 23%. And this has some volumes behind it. Chicago's a lot bigger, yes, but we'll see what happens here. So we start our lanes of the day. We'll pull up this chart right here. And I've gone into MD Plus here, our market dashboard, and I've put in each lane, but I put Rockford, and I've also put the same lane with Chicago. First of all, I want to look over here and show you. Look at all the week-over-week increases. Up 1.7, up 1.3, up 1.7, up 1.3, up 2.6, up 2.8, up 0.9. They're all green. They're all up. And that shows the positivity that we're seeing in these markets up there. That's why I continue to say Chicago has been the leading market probably through 2023. Looks and it's close. Starting out this way through 2024.
With a spot and contract, the spread is extremely, you know, we're probably around 40-ish cents on some of these lanes. But when you're looking at even longer length of hauls, I mean, there's an opportunity where if you go outside of Chicago proper and you can't find the contracts, at least you can be closer than...
Well, look at this. Contract typically is higher. This one is a little bit lower here. But typically, the contract is higher, either the same or a little bit higher on Rockford than it is Chicago. But spot rates tend to be a few cents. I mean, we're talking just a few cents or even. But spot rates tend to be a few cents higher coming out of Chicago. So we look at Rockford, Illinois, going to Allentown, PA, 344 a mile. Good strong rate here for a reefer. Chicago to Allentown is 342. But you'll get a little bit more miles out of this Rockford, Illinois load. Rockford, Illinois going to Atlanta, 353, but Chicago pays 357. So here again, Chicago pays a little bit better on this one on spot. Going to Dallas, Texas, it's even. Rockford, Illinois to Dallas versus Chicago to Dallas, 272. Go back here and look at the contracted rates. It's Rockford, 337. Chicago, 334. And I kind of wonder if carriers are adding a few cents per mile because if they're running contract out of Rockford, they're probably going to have to deadhead their trucks out there a little bit. So it might be a little bit more expensive to get to those pickups, which is why maybe the contracts here are a few cents a mile higher on Rockford. But yet here at spot rates, if they're around, they're going to try to get those loads because right now they're trying anything for spot as well.
Yeah, that's one thing I think, you can adequately, when you're pricing for a contract lane, you have more time, more conversation, you can adjust for these things, you can think more than in a down market where it's, well, you know, I'm 3 cents off, but I need to book this truck, and if I don't, I'm going to have a bad time.
Yeah. We're going down here if you want to head out to the West Coast. Rockford, Illinois to Los Angeles, 175, and Chicago to Los Angeles, 179. And these are paying a little bit better. Well, number one, they're reefer. But, you know, a lot of these, if this was a drive-in load, we're looking at $1.35 versus $1.40 a mile. So they're paying a little bit better head out to the West Coast, and you can find some better loads on the West Coast coming back. So these long hauls, don't count them out.
Definitely keep an eye on that. Length of haul should not scare you. If the number is lower, the mileage is higher, make it work. That's a wrap for this carrier update. Going to toss it back over to Bill and Kaylee to finish the show.